Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday night with Don and Wynn. And I want you to know, for all of you that loved that musical introduction that sounds like a cross between a foghorn and a fart, that was Don's idea. We're still using it. And in the spirit of all the great of history, like, that accidentally get people paying
attention.
There are
no accidents.
Because they were so mismatched. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Laurel and Hardy. Who else, Don?
Keep going, man. But put some women in there.
Women?
Then some people of color. Let's be fair.
Sonny and Cher.
There you go.
Okay. No, we can't figure
They're
out
colorful.
Who's Cher and who's Sonny. This is Don
How
and
you
Wynn.
Like the election so far, folks?
That's Don and Wynn.
Yes, hello, can I help you?
I try to monopolize a little bit at the beginning because after the show starts, Don doesn't usually let me get a word in. So this is my only chance to say something. So go ahead, Don.
Go ahead. I'm farther along than I was just a second ago.
This is one of those nice
things. That's called getting ahead.
I can see
it's not called getting ahead.
Don't make any... let's see.
Don't be obscene, folks.
Don't be obscene.
Stop
right.
that. You in the corner over there. I know you're looking to win.
I found a good joke, Don. You ready?
I think our audience has to calm down before I'm ready.
Well, I decided I was going to tell some jokes tonight just to make sure we kept things moving. I found a great joke.
Moving.
Okay?
I like to keep things moving.
I found a really bad joke book. It has the worst jokes I ever heard, okay?
All right.
So, therefore, they fit into the Don and Wynn show, right?
Excellent.
Here. You know, right now, everyone's planning for the future. So,
everybody's got a hell of a lot of time on their hands.
A man's idea of planning for the future means that he buys two cases of beer instead of one.
That's planning. You see, somebody has to do the hard work.
That's right. I'll say that. Now, here's another one. Now, obviously, this corner of this book was written by a woman. Why did Dorothy get lost in Oz? She had three men giving her directions. I told you, these are bad jokes.
The first one wasn't bad. That one was, I'd almost have to say bland.
Here's another one. A sadistic drill sergeant runs a platoon of recruits all over the camp.
Platoon?
There's a bunch of recruits that are running all over the camp in the heat with heavy packs. And as they stand there, exhausted, he puts his face right up to one recruit's face and says, "I'll bet you're wishing I would die so you could come and urinate on my grave, aren't you?" You know what the recruit told him?
Right.
He said, "No, sir. When I get out of the Army, I'm never going to stand in a line again." All right.
Excellent. Excellent, Wynn.
Aren't these bad? All right. All right. All right, Don.
All right.
Now, I'm not supposed to monopolize things.
You're probably not supposed to talk.
I'm not even supposed to talk. I have to get a word in edgewise. You know what? Don is letting
I thought
me
there
talk.
Was rules in place in this universe. People with Don, your lips to run amok, there's got to be a rule against it. I'm sure if you ask Parliament, they'll put one up. They've been putting up a few of these.
What's that?
Rules. You know, the kind of things that they like to pen? Rules?
They like to what?
Pen rules.
Pen rules?
Pen rules. You know, pen's mightier than the sword, right?
Oh, the pen is mightier. Oh, the pen rules.
Pen rules.
Pen is mightier than the sword.
Is it?
Right? I don't know. Somebody famous said that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pen What's rules. On? Pen.
Do you have any good jokes on the tip of your tongue?
I couldn't beat you.
Well, I'm not trying to beat you. I have a joke.
I don't think I could possibly top you.
You've got to have your own joke book. it's not me, it's my joke book here. Okay? Do you think that Moses led the Israelites through the desert for 40 years because God was testing him, or because he wanted them to really appreciate the promised land when they finally got there, or because Moses refused to ask anybody for directions?
I think Moses was refusing.
Refusing?
Yeah.
He was stubborn, huh?
Refuting.
Refuting.
Reclusing. Refuse.
Hey, Don, we got a bunch of people listening to us. We got to keep the show moving. Come on, we need some dynamic action.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
Uh-oh, this is one of those nights. I can hear it now. All right, well, I got my joke book. We have really more bad jokes.
You know, I could spend the whole time talking, but then I'd spend the whole time listening to myself. Now, as much as I really like that, because I do, I enjoy it. I mean, I don't get much time to chat. Except, you know, when I'm on the phone. So, I love to chat. Chastise. Chastity. Chast. You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a turn on. Back to you, Wynn.
Now, Don, you think people like us, this kind of drivel. You know, sometimes we bring on a guest, and Don tells me...
They loved us.
They're missing our drivel. We don't need a guest, so... of course...
Today we have no guest.
What people really don't know is that this is the only show on BBS that is entirely channeled...
By spirit.
You hear
entirely.
The show is not really happening. It's coming through another dimension. And if you think that this is, you're really hearing Don and Wynn, that shows you how good they can be.
That's right. It's time to let go, baby.
That's right.
Procure.
And you know why golfers wear two pairs of pants? It's in case they get a hole in one. Okay.
Yeah, I got to keep you out of the joke books. Or put you in them. Either or.
Wait a second here.
So what do you think of our last guest last week? Oh, you have someone in the background. Who's in the background? Who we got?
Oh, it's a woman. You know.
It's a woman. Hey, you know me. I'm a thrill seeker. Put her on.
No. You want to? Well, you're a thrill seeker. Put her on.
Put her on.
Okay. Now you know the last time that she was on, you got in big trouble. So
I'm always in trouble. I live a life of danger. I'm no stranger. Hey, did
okay,
I just hear myself?
Don?
Yeah, I'm hearing myself. You know, I'm hearing myself twice. I like it.
You like hearing yourself twice?
I could go for a third.
You know what? As long as you like hearing yourself twice, you'll always have an audience.
I always have had an audience. I have two ears.
That's right. It's the voices in your head.
That's right. Left and right.
Now.
So who do we have?
Who do we have? Well, I don't know. If she wants to say hello, I'll let her. You want to say hello? She said okay.
All right. Put her on.
All right.
Get that woman on the air.
She's on.
Well, hi.
Hi, Don.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
You know, I'm excellent.
Oh, you're excellent. That's good.
I am always excellent. Very little outside of myself can change that fact.
Very little outside of yourself has changed outside?
Well, it can change that fact that I'm always excellent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That means that means you have a lot of inner stability, right?
Well, I don't know. That's just what the women tell me. I'm a mimic. mine. I'm more of a copycat kind of guy.
What do the men tell you?
Well, I don't speak to them much.
Oh, so you have preferences, huh?
No, it just seems to be the way the energies collide, you know? It's a matter of frequency, how often, maybe? You know.
I see.
Okay, now I found a really good Irish religious joke. You ready?
I'm always ready for a good Irish religious joke.
Proof positive that Jesus was Irish. He lived at home until he was 30. The night before he died, he went out drinking with his buddies.
That's funny.
His mother thought he was God.
His mother thought he was God.
And he thought his mother was a virgin.
Yeah, for any of you Irish listeners out there, just email me. I'll send you his address.
Now, a man comes into the office of the Mother Superior and whispers, "Mother Superior, we have discovered a case of syphilis." And her reply was, "Wonderful, I was getting tired of the shibboleth."
The what? The what?
Shibboleth.
Oh boy. Reminds me of a good, you know, horror movie when they've got the human heads encased in a table, just half the top portion of the head. And they just slice it open and then, you know, eat the brains.
You know why you should always invite You know why you should always invite two Baptists to go fishing with you? God, we're insulting everybody in our audience today, man.
That's all right. You just keep doing it.
Do you know why you should Baptist to go fishing with you?
You really are on one of these religious kicks.
Because if you only invite one, they'll drink all your beer. Invite two and they won't drink any.
Why would that be?
Well, because they know the other one will tell on them because they're not supposed to be drinking.
You know, here's the funny part of most of these secret organizations and sects that have those rules.
Yeah.
If you look at a CIA op, like, I don't want to go into it, but one of the more knock-on-your-door type religions, well, you kind of get a gauge for what that statistic is. And what that statistic normally gives you is the fact that most people don't believe your crap. Okay? If you walk at 100 doors, you're going to get slapped by a few, turned down by most, the rest will be polite enough to listen, and a few might even take you seriously. But that few categorizes a lot of nutcases. So when you really look at organized, fanatical religions, you know, most of them backed by your government, then you realize that they're getting the same data we are. Nobody's listening to them anymore. You know, most people want them gone. Most people don't want dancing pedophiles singing because of the wickedness at the end of their terms. Most people want, you know, somebody who's got some, I mean, even a little human grace. It's unfortunate we're finding that that's not the case, and it's even more unfortunate we're finding out that it's little business. I mean, little minds in big business, okay? And here they are, run amok, and many of them are just silent players thinking this is just kind of groovy. So we're on to them. We're on to them. Can't you feel the change, folks? Doesn't it feel like a weight's been lifted off you? You know, they're talking about the crap market's going to crash and all this and that's going to happen. And I mean, it reminds me of, here, I'll give you a prime example. You ready? Californians walking around with what? Breathers. Face little breathers. But you should be wary about which kind you get, says the news. You know the funniest part is, that reminds me a lot of China. H5N1, bird flu, this flu, that one's going to get you the recon. If that don't get you, the recombine will. And they had pictures of all these people walking around with these face masks in the downtown areas. And they're trying to pull that crap here in the U.S. because of a fire. Now, granted, I love the way it all works. But the media, big media, is actually, I would almost have to say, on par with their reality programs. They sync. Their news and their reality programs, same mentality, same weirdness, same on par. No handicap for either of them going out on the golf field. Okay? If either of them gets a handicap, they both should get a big one. The government, of course, hey, they're the ones who forced this whole issue. I mean, they wanted news. They wanted news at certain hours, and those who registered for that got special bonuses. And they really wanted to be entertainment. Hell, they still do. You can see by all their internet companies. Most of them are porno. So, hey, you know, you're dealing with a mentality of pedophiles, perverts, and wackos, okay? And they're political. You know, yeah. That's how you get things done. So you go off to our BBS LA TV page. You find it from our homepage at bbsradio.com. You watch the video. You read my commentary because. And then, you know, you watch the video and you say to yourself, no wonder these guys are having so many problems on the air. You know, I wonder why their Vonage lines keep dropping or their internet lines keep dropping. And more regularly than most, these, you know, hey, you begin to wonder, you add it up, and you go, you know, because these guys are really trying to be a-holes. Yeah. Yep. That's what we're trying to be. We're trying to change it up a bit because it's changing fast. We now love what we see. We used to tell you we don't love anything we see. I can tell you this, we love what we're seeing. Thank you, thank me, thank us all. We're going to get some needed change around here. People have woken up. The sleeping giant is awoke. And you're going to see backtracking. And I think you're going to see a whole new arena come out. I just think that people have had enough of the crap that's spun towards them like you've never grown up. Like somehow you've remained ignorant since birth and you're now the same way. I don't believe it. And folks, we're proud to be a part of that change. Back to you, Wynn. How's that? Clip that out. Someone separate that, segregate it, put it into its own homily, into its own extensive MP3, and send it out to the rest of the world. Tell them the world has grown up. No longer are we babies.
Speak for yourself.
We took off our diapers last year. We now walk upright into the toilet. What's your thoughts, Wynn?
Well, as long as you have a good plunger, everything is fine.
That's right. Big one. Long, grooved plunger.
So, anybody out there have any jokes that are worse than mine?
You're still on this joke kick.
Well.
Put that woman back on.
She's gone.
Give us something interesting. Help us see your light.
What time is it now? Oh, my God, it's 6:23.
Yeah, you got another 24, 5 minutes of me.
Well,
should we allow somebody to call in? I mean, should I turn the lines on?
They're not on. Sure. Let's
well, I usually unplug things only because I don't know. I mean, wackos tend to call me. They somehow think we're tuned together. They say, you know, would you like Dish Network? And those wackos spam all my phone lines, and they call all the time. Of course, I got rid of them a long time ago. Only, you know why I got rid of them? Because when you're a customer of them and you continue to get spammed on four or five lines, you begin to wonder, you know, how do you treat your customers?
Do they really call you? Dish Network to sign you up?
Oh, God, who don't they call? That's what I would like to hear from somebody who they don't call. Now, there's a trick. You know, I got to tell you, there are some companies out there that just don't stop. You can talk to them. You can tell them to take them off. You take you off their list. They just will not.
So what are those companies? Dish Network is one?
Dish Network's a bad spammer. I would have to say also be aware of SpyBot because they're getting their customers to phone us up on our 800 number, and we've had it a year longer than them. So somebody made an error, but I keep telling the customers that, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but this is supposed to be some sort of spyware company, right? Right? Why are they giving out my number? And then I have another question asked. Why is it only one or two calls a week? Are they that bad, SpyBot? And then I have another question. Why do 90% of the callers always call because they're trying to figure out how to remove it? And now they got my 800 number. Thank you very much, I wanted to tell you. Thank you, thank you. You give me a chance to convince more customers out there of the viability of open source software. Thank you. Just a little accolades on there. Giving them a plug, you know. Right, SpyBot? How's that?
Now, the SpyBot, they don't knock on your door, do they?
Oh, no, they just have people phoning my phone number.
SpyBot. And what are
they? I don't know, it started a few months back, and it's just still going. You know, we get here and there a call. I mean, it's not much. They can't be doing all that good. I mean, I've used their software. I can tell you that right now. It's a fact. They'll even find me in their registration, the Newsom. You can find us. We've used your software. Yeah. We got rid of it after we started using it, only because we knew. And it's just, hey. Now, after as much time as people have been calling us on it, as rarely as it is, it becomes a mystery to us as to whether they've figured that out yet or whether they even care. And if they don't even care, you see what I mean? It becomes a weird issue. I hope they're listening out there because, we're a recording studio. And it's a little funny how it works. But, you know, you got people calling us on our 800 numbers or our phone numbers and, they're constantly calling the same line, and most of them want to remove your software and can't figure out how to do it. Could you please inform your customers how they can, please, please, I'm begging you, please, how they can remove your software from their computers? It seems to be the number one problem that they call up for. So, if that's a plug for you, hey, give us a call. We'd love to help you advertise. Anything you'd like to add to that, Wynn?
Well,
anything at all?
I'm just listening. It's very profound.
You see, I love to talk the truth on the network. I don't care what it is. If somehow I can prove that it's the truth, I spew it. And if I feel it's the truth, I'll talk about it. And if I'm guessing, I'll mention it. How's that?
I think it's almost time for another joke.
You know, I have a good one.
You do?
On the boards, you know, I use I use an expression. It's up Norris.
Uh-huh.
Up Norris.
Is that a joke?
Well, it's an expression I use. And if anybody can figure that out and email Wynn, you might get a free T-shirt. Wynn free.
Okay, we have a joke here. Here we go.
All right, speak away, my friend. You're living color.
The young lady in the room wants to read a joke. Go ahead.
This one's pretty bad.
I like bad. I like you.
Okay. All right.
Are you my age? Are we like synced up in ages?
Are we synced up in ages?
Yeah, I mean, you and I are the same age.
What year were you born?
I was born in 68.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
No, I don't believe it.
No, that's a fact.
You were born in the summer of love?
I was born in 1968.
Well, I guess we're contemporaries. Yeah.
So we're of the same age?
Pretty much.
Excellent. Are you blonde?
Well, no, actually Auburn.
Auburn.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh. Are you married? No. Well, see, it's no if it takes that long. Okay, well, let's see, that's great. I should come out there and have a coffee with you.
You should have a coffee?
Well, you know, some sort of fee would probably apply, but coffee's good.
Coffee, or maybe iced coffee. It's very hot, you know, this is the desert. It's pretty hot here.
I like the desert.
Yeah, it's actually very pretty.
I lose my tail all the time.
It's on Lake Mead, near we're right near Hoover Dam.
Oh, so you're up near, what the heck is that city near you guys?
We're in Boulder City.
Boulder.
Yeah, we're in Boulder City.
Boulder. Wow. Okay, so you like the water power over there, huh?
Water's very pretty. Yeah, the marina is very nice.
Is this Daphne?
Yeah.
Daphne, I always liked you. You're hot.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Don.
Well, you are. I mean, have you ever seen your own picture?
Yeah.
You're pretty hot, aren't you?
I mean,
I would have to say you're hot.
I'm sorry?
I would have to say you're hot.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I think that's what gives you a lot of your power.
Okay.
Your magnetic power. Remember. Symmetry seems to be quite a bit about everything. And symmetry and perfect, sacred geometric shapes create a harmony that's beautiful. You'd agree with me there. Now, beauty, when you're hot, you probably have a greater responsibility to the rest of the world around you just by the mere fact that things are more magnetic to you.
No, that's kind of an interesting way of looking at it.
Wouldn't you think so?
Well, I would say that when people have a lot of people drawn to them and they exert influence, I would say you do have a greater responsibility, but most people don't necessarily understand that, and when they're at lower levels of evolution, it's kind of just, wow, this is fun. You know, isn't this fun? I'm having all this attention, and, you know, I'm in the center of everything, and yay for me. And, the repercussions are especially now, much greater, much, much greater than that. So, it can be talent. I guess when you're given any kind of, talent or gift, you know, if you're, you know, your talent in music or writing or oratory or whatever it is, you have to use it responsibly because, you know, any...
I think if you're hot, you have a great, great amount of responsibility to those around you. So if you're one of those pretty little people like you, Daphne, you have a huge responsibility. That's how I look at it.
Hope I can live up to it.
Well, I think you are. I mean, we'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. We'll get to know each other. You know, we'll go out on a date or two. I'll show you some paperwork, have you sign here, there, and over here, and, you know, and we'll work it out, you and me, us, together. We can do that.
I thought you were a properly respectable married man with children.
I am.
So, I don't understand. This doesn't seem like it's, this seems like it's not in the right vein.
Vein, you know, half the time I'm bleeding and I'm not even bleeding. I've seen blood drop right out of the sky like Adam Sandler, only I could move before the drip.
You've seen blood drop out of the sky. I don't understand what you're getting at.
I like you. Did I tell you I liked you?
Yeah, you did.
I told you you were hot, right?
Yep.
So what do you think of me? Tell me a little about me.
Well, you're a bit of an enigma. I think that you want to do something good. I think you want to do something positive. I think you're trying to support, you know, people doing things that are very important and uplifting for consciousness on the planet right now. And I think you're faced with a very challenging kind of a role, kind of a situation. And I think you've got a lot on your plate. I think you've got a lot of responsibility, and you've got a lot to live up to.
So you think I'm hot?
Do I think you're hot? I think you're...
Oh, come on. Tell me if I'm hot or not. You know, a guy likes to know whether he's hot or not. Am I not hot?
I guess...
No, don't listen to Wynn. Wynn doesn't know what hot is.
No, he knows what hot is.
Does he? Does he? Is come on, Wynn.
Oh, he knows that.
Do you know what hot is?
Do I know what hot is?
Yeah.
Am I hot? Actually, to be perfectly honest, maybe concerning myself, I don't.
Am I hot?
Are you hot?
I'm hot.
I guess people would consider you hot.
See, but do you think I'm hot?
Oh, I don't think. See, I don't think of people in those terms.
If you looked at me, would you think that there's a possibility of endlessly?
Of what?
Did I say endlessly?
You said endlessly.
Well, extrapolate.
endlessly. You mean like romantic musings or something?
Oh,
like that?
Endlessly everything, honey.
Everything.
As long as it had a Y on the end of it, I'm fine.
So you like adverbs, huh? Okay.
Anything that moves.
You're a very creative, resourceful person, and you're doing really interesting things. So, you know, that makes you very appealing.
I like you. I think we should meet. Can you tell me a little more about me?
A little bit more about you?
I like me. Just a little bit more, you know.
I think that you have the opportunity to do some really, really important things, and that you need to remember that you've been entrusted, you know, with the ability to reach a lot of people, and that what you're doing is, it's sacred, and it's very, very important. And it's not, that doesn't mean you can't have fun with it, but at the same time, it's, you know, we're in a really, I heard you talking earlier about, you know, the economy and, but I mean, things are getting really weird. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, we're in very, non-precedented times, and there isn't a lot of room for kind of sticking your head in the sand and thinking, oh, you know, it's business as normal, it's, you know.
You pegged me, see, you're right.
I'm sorry?
You're right, you pegged me.
I'm right?
Yeah, you pegged me.
I feel like
you have your thumb on my pulse.
Well, I think that to be a person in your position must be a little scary, actually, because you think, oh my gosh, I have all these people looking in my direction. I have all this responsibility.
That's where you're absolutely.
Let me finish. And you're thinking, what if I make a mistake? You know, what if I mess this up? And that's a big.
No, that you're absolutely wrong. You know, I realize that I mess up all the time.
Well, you're human.
In fact, I love messing up. And I don't worry about anything as long as my heart was in the right place when I initiated whatever action, word, or thought I took. And I don't worry so much as long as my heart and the wisdom not to hurt others while my heart is flowing is in action. And that's, I truly have no regrets. I am not the man who wants to step back in time. I never want to change the timeline. I have total faith in what is and zero faith in what was or what will be.
Well, but what was has brought you to what is.
Yeah, but it's not what is. It got me here. It's great, but I'm all that and what I am now. I'm all the past and all that I am now. So why would I even contemplate the past when I'm already it?
Well, I didn't say you were in conflict. I just said that.
I like you. You're hot. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Well, that's good. See, yeah, at least, and do you think you're hot?
Do I think I'm hot? You know, actually, I don't think, I don't think of myself that way.
You don't think of yourself as a young, little, beautiful goddess?
I think of myself as
flowing in silks, everything soft.
I think of myself as
harmonies everywhere. Angels are singing in the background. Little toot horns are going beep beep.
Well, I think maybe 10 years ago I thought of myself more like that, but now I think of myself as I'm this kind of a strange creature who has a hard time fitting in on the planet. And
your English is really good now.
Your
English is fabulous now.
My English is fabulous?
Yeah. Gotten better.
It's gotten better since
you started speaking English.
When did I speak? What was I speaking before?
You're just good at it now.
I'm good at it now.
You're good at English.
I'm good at English.
English works for you.
Oh, you mean the English language?
Yes.
Oh, actually, I think German works better. I'm more comfortable speaking German, but that's okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Because English suits you.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Well, I like to write. I used to, write a lot of, do a lot of writing and write poetry. And I was always kind of a very literary person. So.
Would you like to write a poem to me?
Would I like to write a poem for you?
I mean, something simple, like, you'll love me, you'll never leave me. That'll work.
Well, I don't know, we can discuss that maybe.
Oh, good, it's negotiable. I like that. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed this chat.
Okay.
I really did. I think we ought to get to know each other.
Well, can I read you the really bad joke?
I would love a bad joke.
All right. This is a bad joke about a lawyer, okay?
All right.
The lawyer is painting his house, and a hobo comes around and asks if he can do something to earn a few dollars. The lawyer says, sure, take that can of paint and go around to the back of the house and paint my porch. The hobo does this, and 15 minutes later comes back and says he's finished. The lawyer says, already? And the hobo says, yeah, but it ain't a Porsche, it's a Mercedes.
See, I knew I liked you. I probably could sit and listen to you tell jokes all day.
Okay, I think I have to turn you back over to your co-host.
No, please.
I insist. But we'll speak again in the future, okay?
Well, we'll meet.
Okay.
We should meet
right
in the middle somewhere.
Take care.
All right.
Buck, do I want to say anything?
I like her, Wynn.
Do you remember Buck Joy?
I like her, Wynn.
I dated a lawyer for a while until one time she told me, stop and or I'll slap your face.
Trucker on over.
All right, Don.
You guys got to come up and visit me.
Please drive me.
Was that a burp?
Hey, here's a good one. Why do farts smell?
Ozone gone wrong?
No, so the deaf people can enjoy them too.
No, that's funny.
Every once in a while there's a good one here.
You've been reading that book since Daphne and I started talking, haven't you?
What's the difference between boogers and broccoli? Kids won't eat broccoli.
That's gross. That's gross. Because I like both.
You do? Because you're older.
Yeah, you get a taste for that flair food.
Yeah. Well, you know, geez, I could just retire now and you could have the Don and Daphne show.
We'll talk about that.
She's shaking her head no, Don. I'm sorry.
Well, if she's got a head, we're both sorry. Because I can't stand intelligence.
No. Is Doug listening tonight?
You know, my brother, I think, listens every night. Just not to us.
I saw you guys. Did you know you're on YouTube? There's a video of you on YouTube.
Is it really?
Yep.
That's probably not good.
It was like Derek. Derek and
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were up. We were visiting some relatives and family up in the Northwest, yeah.
You know, there's a video of Daphne on YouTube.
Is there?
There is.
Is she still pretty hot?
Well, you can go look it up, okay?
I mean, what's she wearing?
Give you the keywords, okay? You ready?
All right.
You have to look up Daphne.
Daphne.
Elohim.
Elohim.
And Vortex.
Vortex.
She's actually channeling.
I believe it.
Yeah. And she's also playing
the harp. I think we could channel together something.
She's playing the harp, so...
See, there you go. Synchronicity.
And listen to the, you know, we're joking around, but Daphne is really an excellent channel. Maybe,
the best in the world.
Well, one of them, probably, and, she is beautiful. And
she is. She's radiant.
She's radiant.
She's radiant.
Well.
I saw that written somewhere.
And she's very short, though.
Long legs?
No, very short, stubby legs.
Oh,
man. She's embarrassed about her legs.
Then we're talking about the wrong person, I think.
Yeah. She's about 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
She thinks of herself like an Ewok, like...
She's furry?
From another planet.
So she's European.
From Star Wars?
Furry's okay.
Listen, I want to tell our listeners.
I've been to Europe. You know, you get there long enough, you stay there long enough, furry's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Furry's fine.
Now, Daphne, did you ever see Don's picture? You did? And what do you think of his appearance?
I am very Austrian. Mache es für die Sonne nur seit der heiteren Stunden Uhr.
Oh, we could do the rest of the show in German, right?
Ich kenne diese Sprache gern, ja, aber ich kenne nur Hochdeutsch. Aber ich kann Sprache Deutsch, wenn ich will, ja.
Ich kann auch Hochdeutsch sprechen.
Können Sie ein bisschen lauter? I heard the excuse me, but I missed the rest.
So, hey, Don, have our ratings gone up this show or down? I mean, have we lost people?
We've lost everybody.
We have?
We're probably the lowest listened to program today.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't want to call in. They really don't want to listen to us.
Well, we scare them.
We got to give them something. We got to give them something. Daphne, you got to come over here. We got to do a video. Something free, marketing, you know, something in the vein of advertising. Again. Talking about veins again. And folks, anybody out there that wants to try that Miller Chill beer? Chilada style? Forget it.
And just remember.
Forget it.
You're preparing
it
for
ain't worth it.
Two cases instead of one.
Miller, you know, you're a lot like Coors. You give a lot of gas, but you don't pass much else. For all those out there that like the high life.
Do you have any wisdom for us tonight, Don?
I have a little wisdom.
A wisdom tooth.
Every night. Unfortunately, tapping into it can be extremely dangerous. You know, because if you tap into my intelligence, I start to get horny.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Yeah, and then when that happens, we've got a lot of equipment here, but the electrodes, you know.
And we got a caller. Pick it up, hurry up.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I am on the air because I'm listening. I just wanted to let you know.
This is the beautiful, beautiful Kathy Cook. How are you, sweetheart?
Is that Kathy?
Wonderful. I am listening. You've got a lot of people listening.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I appreciate that.
It's a wonderful show. I'm laughing and just having a great time in my new place.
In your new place.
Yeah.
You're hot, too, aren't you?
No, but I'm
Aphrodite. I don't know if anybody's hot, Don. But you are horny tonight.
Well, he's the master butterfly. He has the right to.
That's right. I don't have long to live. A butterfly's life short, but he's got to get out there and breed. Breed, breed, breed. You know?
Yeah.
Flutter like the devil. Breed, breed, breed. Come out the other side as something totally new.
Exactly.
Well, or start as something slimy. You know, something that moves with a lot of legs.
They can walk and do their talk at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they'll eat just about damn near anything.
Great, and when you've been great, and I've just enjoyed the show.
But you're beautiful.
Well, thank you. I'm excellent.
Yeah, you're excellent. Exactly. See, Wynn hears a woman, a host of Bright Lights Pathfinders, folks, and you should be checking it out every Thursday evenings. Because here's a woman that actually gets what excellent means.
It is the exquisite capital EX. When you get an EX on your page when you were growing up, and it circles.
An extra X.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You are there.
You're there. Two X's make a right. I know.
That's
I've
right.
done it.
Yeah.
You know what three X's make, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Three X's make a
They make a spot.
Yeah, and it makes a tic-tac-toe and a win in the game.
It makes three X's make a spot.
Three X's yeah. make a porno movie.
And you know what? It always crosses.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. XYZ, yeah. folks.
Kathy, are
Plan
you attentive?
On it.
Excuse me?
You got to close out. Kathy's got to close out the prayer with us now that she called in. We gotta call in anybody who's gonna come, and then try to decide whether they're coming for the right reason. And then once they get here, we allow them to fill up our sacred mount a space with overflowing love.
I am there.
Take it away, Wynn.
All right. Well, Kathy, close our show. I don't know if you've ever heard us close a show, but we change the mood, and we take all the people that are listening, and we invoke a group energy, and we invite those positive sources to join with us, so we have a huge hologram of light. And so go along with it. If your spirit moves, you're in. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person that's broadcasting on this show and each of you who are listening, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. Right now, for those that free willingly so choose, we invoke a group energy that even though we're all in separate locations, part of us is outside of location and outside of time in our energy bodies, and we can come together for a moment, and that gives us the strength to create even a higher intention, which is to bring in those positive group souls that can join with us and be with us. And you may call them God, you may call them whatever your name is, but they're not in this dimension, and they can add to our energies. And then we create an intention with this energy that we've created for peace and love to prevail in our planet, that all those areas of darkness and sadness be filled with light and energy for the highest good of all concerned. And everyone who's listening who might have sadness in their own hearts right now, let this energy into yourself and let go and lift up. And on that note, we come to a close of the Don and Wynn Show. You're invited to hear my show on Monday at 6 p.m. where we kind of, Daphne is off and on there, and we actually do a live channeling. So, Kathy, thank you for joining with us tonight and calling.
Thank you, Kathy.
And thank you, Daphne.
We love you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Wynn, and thank you, Don.
You're the best.
Oh, y'all are the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Kathy Cook with Bright Lights Pathfinders on Thursday, 6 p.m. Folks, check it out. Wynn?
Yeah?
I love you. I love Daphne. I thank you very much for making me, and you, and us, and we. So until we meet again, folks, we have a fireside chat coming up. A zany mystic, too zany to miss, so don't. We'll be right back.
I love you.